327-0365.
Who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty America. You have with you on this sunny, beautiful Thursday, August 4th, 2011. As a matter of fact, in Minnesota, it's 82 degrees. Yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Again, a quick heads up. If you'd like to be a part of today's show, please give us a call, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. It's the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. I was actually just reading some blogs and some comments that were posted in response to some of the articles that were out there, and I read through it, and I totally got it. It was simple to understand and simple to see what was being written by this particular reporter. Then I go to the bottom of it, and he totally contradicts everything the article just said. I think people that are immoral and they're reprobate, I'm beginning to understand them more and more. They just don't get it because they don't see things the way that you see them because they're not born of the Spirit of God. They're born of the spirit of the world. And when you look at them, it's almost like, dude, did you just read the article? And, you know, for the most part, I think they do know what's being said.
Sure they do.
But their heart doesn't want to adhere to the facts because what it does is confronts their lifestyle. And when you begin to confront someone's lifestyle, you begin to see why they're reprobates, because for the most part, they're at war with God.
Yep. And it's all about them, and he's the one who contends with them. It's the same thing with leadership. You bring it from people, and then you bring it from leadership and certain parties and the way that certain people carry out certain policies. It's because it's all driven off of them and what they desire. It has nothing to do with people and has nothing to do with laying down their lives for others at all. And so they do understand what they're doing, but they willfully and purposely make war against God.
Yeah.
They do it on purpose, and they know that they're doing it. Wherever they see God, okay, I'm at war right there.
Because the light condemns them, and what does the Bible say in John 3:18? It says that they love the darkness rather than the light, lest it should come to the light, and lest their deed should be reproved.
That's right. And fixed.
They don't want to be reproved. So they're condemned, and they're trying to figure out why that light condemns them. Mm-hmm. It's because they're choosing to walk in the darkness rather than the light of knowledge.
Yeah.
That they've been given.
Yeah, and it's not about truth. I remember coming out again, growing in small-town mentality. It just burst my bubble that some people could care less about the truth. The more you convince them of truth, the less they want to even hear about it, and they'll derail you and deride you.
It's not a good place to put yourself, because the Bible declares, and I believe it's Genesis 6, where it says, "Contend not with my spirit." When God gives you light, you better respond to that light and stay in it, because when you begin to reject it, you begin to make war with God. And clearly the Bible says God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he shall also reap. And it's not too long after they reject the light, you begin to see the judgment that they rightly deserve.
Yep.
They chose to reject God. God didn't reject them. He showed mercy by giving them light, and it's up to us as individuals in America to respond to the light that God gives us, and that truth is given unto us by Christ. Let's kick this off really quick. I usually like to start with a quote, but I'll try to interject that where it may fit. Again, folks, if you want to get involved in the radio show today, please do. That number is 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. I want to talk about Joe and Jose. Jizzity Jizzity Jojo and Hizzity Hizzity Jose.
Jose.
You have two families, Joe Legal and Jose Illegal. Both families have two parents, two children, and live in California. Joe Legal works in construction, has a Social Security number, and makes $25 per hour with taxes deducted. Jose Illegal also works in construction, has no Social Security number, and gets paid $15 cash under the table, illegally. Now, pay attention, because Joe Legal, he makes $25 per hour times 40 hours equals $1,000 per week, or $52,000 per year. Now, take 30% away from state and federal tax, Joe Legal now has $31,231.
Ooh, that's
a good price. Jose Illegal makes $15 per hour times 40 hours, which is the equivalent to $600 per week, or $31,200 per year. Jose Illegal pays no taxes. Jose Illegal now has $31,200. Joe Legal pays medical and dental insurance with limited coverage for his family at $600 per month, or $7,200 per year. Joe Legal now has $24,031. Jose Illegal has full medical and dental coverage through the state and local clinics at a cost of $0 per year. Jose Illegal still has $31,200. Joe Legal makes too much money and is not eligible for food stamps or welfare. Joe Legal pays $500 per month for food, or $6,000 per year. Joe Legal now has $18,031. Jose Illegal has no documented income and is eligible for food stamps and welfare. Jose Illegal has $31,200.
He's not losing much money, is he?
He's losing absolutely no amount of monies. Joe Legal pays rent of $1,200 per month, or $14,400 per year. Joe Legal now has $9,631. $31. Jose Illegal receives a $500 per month federal rent subsidy. Jose Illegal pays out the $500 per month, or $6,000 per year. Jose Illegal still has $31,200. Folks, when we come back, we're going to continue on this thought. We're going to expose Jose Illegal along with Joe Legal. Who's encouraging these criminals to do the things that they do with your tax money? You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. Give us a call, 1-866-233-0747. Be right back. By the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood, and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Energy, energy, and more energy. We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need. You deserve it. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Forth. Jose Illegal has to make his $31,200 stretch to pay utilities, gasoline, so on and so forth. He's got a lot of spending money.
Yes.
Joe Legal's and Jose Illegal's children both attend the same school. Joe Legal pays for his children's lunches, while Jose Illegal's children get a government-sponsored lunch. Jose Illegal's children have an after-school ESL program. Joe Legal's children go home. Joe Legal and Jose Illegal both enjoy the same police and fire services, but Joe paid for them and Jose didn't have to pay for a thing. He still has $31,200 a year to spend illegally, while Joe has $7,231 to spend.
And you'll find where most
and
of,
he did it lawfully.
That's right, and most of that $31,000 gets sent back to family members, etc. So where does that money ever stay in here? I think what's a great point is that to come into this country, if you do it unlawfully and you get away with it, what do you encourage that person who just got away with his first crime even stepping foot on our
Well, there's no soil. Question it's encouraged by this administration to break the laws.
And
I mean, hello, you have this administration going against governors that are protecting our borders, guys.
Yep.
Hello.
That's one of the only purposes of government.
Do we need to see further violations from this administration before the American people finally get it?
Yep.
He just said yesterday at his birthday party, the president of the United States, he had said that he's not even halfway done yet.
That's right.
That's what he had said.
Not quite halfway there.
Halfway done doing
well,
what,
what's
going to
happen next?
Because you're kind of like working against us here, not for us.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Halfway done destroying.
Yeah.
So in this particular instance, and folks, I posted this on my blog, so you can look at this and watch it all the way through from start to finish, how you see the righteous paying for the unrighteous.
Yep.
But again, this isn't an issue of emotions. This is an issue of right and wrong.
It's
and
facts.
If you don't
factual.
Deal with it, then you're going to end up paying for it. And that's what's happening right
yeah.
now in the state of California. Go to constitutionjake.com. You'll see it. It's the top blog posted there. You will deal with it. And then what does Joe Legal's children learn? Oh, well, we've got to work twice as hard for those that break the law. So then you develop in the next generation a disdain for the law.
Yeah.
Because the law's no good. People just work around it, and if I do obey the law, then I get reprimanded for it.
Yeah.
So why in the world would I ever obey the law? What kind of attitude is that training in the next generation?
It's a socialist mentality. By the way, what is a socialist and a capitalist? What's the difference? The capitalist is still living, the socialist is still living off of what the capitalist had to earn.
That's right. When there's none left to do, then guess what? Old Mr. Socialist has to go out and figure out how to rebuild everything.
That's judgment.
That's right.
That's judgment turned backwards, because at length you're going to be pushed off the end of the cliff if you have a socialist mentality, because now you are self-inflicting. Mm-hmm. You have holes in your boat, and you're actually taking water from outside the boat and putting it inside the boat that's already sinking.
And a good point to that,
by getting rid of the captain that earned the money to build the ship that floats.
And a good point to that, too, is that an immoral capitalist will be subservient to a socialist. The key element here is morality, not, we shouldn't pay for Jose Illegal's medical bills. It's morality, period. You let a little morality slide in your own life, it's going to slide in your community, and then it will slide through legislature, and then it will slide into the fact where you're sitting in a position where you're paying somebody else's way, and the harder you work, the less you get. That's a cursed position. That's a cursed situation. And we at the Sons of Liberty always bring the answer. That answer is to walk uprightly before your God, do justice, love mercy, and walk humbly before your God. And then you will experience His blessings as we continue to perpetuate on this show.
Perpetuate.
And if you don't understand this principle or this concept, I would just encourage you to continue to indoctrinate yourself in right thinking. Right thinking doesn't just fall off trees, folks. You have to work through it. You've got another side, especially that in the mainstream press, who's trying to give you a one-sided mentality without bringing the true foundation that brings liberty, prosperity, and peace to a nation. Trying to eliminate the very author of it, as you just mentioned before, Bradley, and that is God in Jesus Christ. And folks, for a lot of you, a lot of this stuff may be first-time thought through. I want to encourage you to check out our tweets, our Twitters, and our blogs. We're giving you information every single day that brings you back to the paths that bring that peace, that prosperity, and ultimately that justification before God on this earth. You can find Bradley's Twitter at bdeanmywar or bradleydeanblog.com. You can also check out constitutionally. How do we apply biblical, Christian, Judeo-Christian standards and ethics through the Constitution into civil government? You can find that at Constitution JM. We do tweets every single day. Or ConstitutionJake.com. Find all of these things. Invest in them. And research in them. And don't be like those that we talked about at the beginning of the show who are just bent against that which is right, and they're at war with it. They're not even worth wasting time on. But you folks that are listening right now, you are worth it, and you need to put your time and invest your time into that which counts, because we're sending a message to the next generation, and that's what this is about. If we don't send the right message, you're going to continue to wallow in what we have now, and you're going to actually build bulwarks against yourself. But we send the right message, we will succeed in this, because right always does. Darkness cannot put out light, period.
Let's jump topics here real quick. Some of you people out there might have heard this. This just took place yesterday. More than 50 members of a child pornography ring who engaged in what authorities describe as horrific and unspeakable crimes have been arrested for sexually exploiting children from 12 years old to as young as infants. This is all Kinsey garbage back in the 30s. It's mind-boggling when I'm sitting here looking at this stuff. As you guys know out there, for those that are regular listeners to Sons of Liberty, we have done over 331 high schools in 22 states. So this is near and dear to our heart, because we used to see a lot of these kids that would come into school. They were trying to figure out why they were in a public school, being indoctrinated by their parents and by their pastors who loved them so much. But in saying that, the topic is more than 50 members of a child pornography ring who engaged what authorities described as horrific and unspeakable crimes have been arrested for sexually exploiting children from 12 years old to as young as infants. I said babies, folks. Top federal law enforcement officials say agents busted the global online pornography ring following intense international investigation that began in 2009. Pay attention to that. The ring, based in the United States, reached across 5 continents and 14 countries. In order to become part of the Dream Board community, they called it, prospective members were required to upload pornography portraying children under 12 years of age or younger, said Attorney General Eric Holder at a Justice Department news conference. Once given access, the participants had to continually upload images of child sex abuse in order to maintain membership. The more content they provided, the more content they were allowed to access. Members who created and charged images and videos of themselves molesting children received elevated status and greater access, he said. Wow. Holder said some of the children featured in these images and videos were just infants, and in many cases the children being victimized were obvious and had intentional pain, even in distress and crying, just as the rules for one area of the bulletin board mandated. They had to be in distress, and they had to be crying for them to be elevated. I don't know, is it just me, but doesn't Scripture tell us in Luke 17:2? That it would be better for an individual that does something like that to hang a millstone about their necks and cast themselves into the sea? Better he do that than he should offend one of these little ones? Or how about in Exodus 22:23, if thou afflict them in any wise, speaking of the fatherless, the kids, and they cry out at all unto me, I will surely hear their cry, and my wrath shall wax hot, and I will kill them with a sword, and your wives shall be widows, and your children fatherless? You have people daring God's justice here. Interesting. Just as the rules for one area of the bulletin board mandated, they had to be in distress and crying to be elevated. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano said, to give you an example of the scope of this forum, the capture and analysis of the forum revealed that the board may have been the vehicle for the distribution of up to 123 terabytes of a child pornography, which is roughly equivalent to nearly 16,000 DVDs. Additional media recovered from the targets arrested in the United States alone had been found to contain over 1 million images of child pornography. Now, what's interesting about that, folks, there was also an investigation by the same people into the Pentagon, and I'm going to hit that when we come back. Folks, you got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, Sons of Liberty. We'll talk to you soon.
Well, we have to pay for our imports. And so the way you pay for imports is by exporting things. You have to give your trading partners something of value in exchange for the valuable products they give you. So if we were manufacturing more, we wouldn't be piling on all this debt. We wouldn't have a trade deficit because we'd be able to pay for our merchandise with our exports. And, of course, if we produced more, not only would we export more, but we would produce more for our own citizens. So we wouldn't have to import as much. So we'd be making more of the things we buy ourselves, and people in America would be getting the jobs as opposed to people in other countries. But anyway, we're running out of time. Hang on if you want to continue this.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. The Two Pillars on CD. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
You are speaking all the words out of my heart, and you're really nailing this horrible situation that we find ourselves in. Keep it up. You're really commendable.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Don't let summer be a bummer. Stop sunburn pain, poison ivy, and mosquito bite itch, and the burn of athlete's foot with just one Safe-All natural first aid product, Dermatol. Many GCN listeners have already discovered how effective Dermatol is as a natural, non-acidic way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many skin problems. Now this special offer. Buy one bottle of Dermatol, get one bottle free. Call 1-800-217-6677 and mention GCN. Dermatol is the must-have first aid product for your preparedness kit. Made in America by Americans, Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. And ask for the GCN Buy One, Get One Free Special, or use coupon code GCN at checkout at DermatolUSA.com. Spelled DermatolUSA.com. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol. Question: can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Killing babies in the womb. I mean, folks, we have been desensitized, especially us younger people out there. We've been desensitized to think that it's no big deal. And if you think about that, that's a huge deal, especially to the Lord, because when it comes to the babies and it comes to little kids, and you're beginning to see our kids become the prey to sick individuals, that's incredible to me. We deserve God's judgment, because what these people are doing and what America's doing by allowing these crimes, abortion, and these crimes towards our kids, we're daring God's justice. We're seeing how far we can go. And I'm not saying directly, but indirectly, you're allowing these things by not dealing with these things. I'm talking about abortion. I'm talking about these kids being violated. I mean, these are just over the top. I'm really trying to conjure in thought how sick these people are, what these people feed on to want to do these kind of acts. Mm-hmm. It's incredible. But what's even more incredible, nobody honors, folks, just a side note, nobody honors our military more than this ministry does in any sense of the word. But I got to say this, it's interesting that it's these same people that busted these 50 members of a child pornography ring, and good for them that they did that. But what's interesting about it is there was a Brian Bender from the Boston Globe broke the story that a major federal investigation found out that hundreds of defense and intelligence employees, including some top-level security clearances, bought and downloaded child pornography on private or government computers. This information was brought to the surface as part of a broader federal investigation initiated in 2007, 3 years ago, under the code name Operation Flicker. That project had identified more than 5,000 individuals who subscribed to child pornography websites in the Pentagon. Downloading child pornography is a federal crime, punishable by prison sentence as long as 20 years. However, the Pentagon said that it cannot thoroughly investigate allegations that employees were viewing child pornography because of the lack of manpower. Well, then, who are the people that were investigating this ring in Louisiana? Folks, guess what? It was the same people. It was the same people. When you begin to see that happen in your country, you better understand something. You have people that think they're above the law. They can execute the law, but the law doesn't apply to them because they think they're above the law. Man, that sounds like Isaiah 14. It sounds like the enemy of man's souls that wanted to send his throne above God's. He can do it, but you better not. That's tyranny. I go on. Pentagon child pornography. Senator Grassley was doing an investigation. The FBI kept turning their hand to him, saying, oh, we don't have the manpower. We don't have the manpower. Isn't it interesting that we always see these little rings popped all across the country that are targeting children? Oh, and by the way, it has a lot to do with sex trafficking. It has a lot to do with little kids being ripped off in their backyards. Oh, yes, it does. And it's very well organized, by the way. Don't think for 1 minute it's not. You might want to go back and check out the Franklin cover-up case in Omaha, Nebraska. It was within, folks. It wasn't without. The media was a part of it. The government was a part of it. They were taking little kids and they were flying them. They were going to Boys Town, an orphanage. They were taking orphans and they would bring kids in there to try to lure them out into homosexual prostitution rings, and then they would send them to Washington, D.C., and then they'd have pedophile orgies with little kids. If you'd like to see a piece, it's called Conspiracy of Silence. Discovery Channel was actually going to play this video. They did a documentary. Some foreigners came over here, did a documentary, blew a hole in the thing, and exposed the whole thing for what it was. The day it was supposed to be played, there were congressmen inside of D.C., that were strong-arming these people not to play it. Why? And then someone came along and gave them $500,000 to not air Conspiracy of Silence on the Discovery Channel.
G1-Y.
And Discovery Channel submitted to the request. They sold their soul. They sold our kids down the line. Folks, a lot of these kids, when they came forward, the justice system actually threw those kids in jail if they didn't kill them, for exposing who was behind these pedophile rings. But you know what? I'm called for standing on the behalf of these kids, folks. I'm called a hater. I'm called a bigot. Isn't that interesting? I'm called a radical. No, this is radical, folks. Abortion is radical. And until you get radical, they're going to continuously get more radical because you encourage their tyrannies by your lack of duty as unto God. It's that simple. Back to the Pentagon child pornography. Operation Flicker, with over 5,000 individuals within the Pentagon who are subscribing to child pornography websites. Where's Holder on this one? Where's Napolitano on this one? It's interesting how the American peasants, that would be me and you, it's okay for the government to go ahead and violate our rights through the TSA, through Homeland Security, so on and so forth. But the minute we put them into question, we police the government, all of a sudden they try to demonize you. They try to incriminate you. They try to smear you. Just like even just the other day, folks, when the Vice President of the United States called conservatives and Tea Partiers terrorists. Folks, that's already gone too far. I don't know what America's waiting for. That's already gone too far. In America, you're just laying down and just asking for them to do it again. And guess what they're going to do tomorrow? They're going to do it again. And then the New York Times comes out and mimics what Vice President Biden said. And guess what they're going to do the next day and the next day and the next day and the next day? They're going to continually heighten their accusations and assaults on the American people because, America, you let them do it. And there's no getting around it. There's no nice way to say it, folks. You have conservative radio sitting there mocking it, making a joke out of it, like there's no real threat behind what they're saying, like there's no real threat behind what they're doing. They just think it's words. Folks, you've heard that saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Let me tell you something, that's the furthest thing from the truth, because words cause wars and words end wars. And then on top of it, you have, for example, let me just show you how close to home it is, and then we're going to jump topic again. I just want to get a serious point in every show that we do here, especially when it comes to the young, our posterity, our responsibility. Obama appoints Kevin Jennings. He's the founder of the Gay, Lesbian, Straight Education Network. Said in 1997 that he looks forward to the day when parents would react to reports that schools are promoting homosexuality by saying, yeah, who cares? He wants to redefine the next generation's attitude towards homosexuality. Now, I say that to get back to the point of talking about pedophiles. You have Obama Safe School Czar, Kevin Jennings, whose hero was Harry Hay. He was one of the heroes of NAMBLA, North American Man-Boy Love Association. That organization is known to have pedophiles in its group. Why would that be Kevin Jennings' hero? Kevin Jennings also wrote a foreword to a book called The Queering of Elementary Education. I thought the press here is exposing these crimes for what they really are, but when someone preaches it from the housetop that they're sins against God's laws and even our laws, when I stand on their side and say, man, this is terrible, then they put out there that I'm a hater, I'm a bigot, I'm a radical, I'm homophobic, whatever you people. Isn't it interesting, America? I'm not calling anybody names. But that's all you're hearing from this administration and its little minions. And we're supposed to be the example. When we used to do high school assemblies across the country, I used to sit there and think, man, look at these kids. Why do they act the way they act? Well, look at the adults. Wisdom is justified by your children. Who raised up them kids? It's incredible to me. Folks, don't complain about what you tolerate, because it is out there. It's right in front of your face. Correct the problems. Right the wrongs. Don't put up with it. And again, my topic is, we're talking about the kids now. You hit a nerve again. We're hitting the young people again, our posterity again. People should be outraged. And you know what's going to happen, these pedophiles and these pedophile rings? You know what's going to happen? They're going to get thrown into a prison.
With other pedophiles.
They're going to have their nice little gyms. They're going to get 3 squares a day. They get free medical on your dime, America. Violating innocent children. They're taken care of by a bureaucracy that is destroying the country. Again, might I remind you, let's go back to the foundations of our country. This was not tolerated. I guarantee you this kind of stuff was not heard of. And when you read scripture, you don't see this kind of violation. The standard wasn't that low, because people at the time, it didn't even enter their minds to do such heinous crimes. I mean, think about that. Aborting babies? Violating little kids? And what's worse than that? The people know it's happening and they're treated like queens and kings when they get into the court system, and then they go to prison and they're defended by a very system that's supposed to enforce the laws against their crimes? They're advocating the very things that they should be condemning. Folks, I'm talking about you in your country and your posterity, not just mine. Maybe it's time for you to get a little radical and stand up. I have 2:43 right now, Central Standard Time. You got Bradley and Jake. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about the sheriff in Arizona and the humor that follows that man's train of thought. We'll be right back after this break.
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early $1,900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now, and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 877-877-4201. 877-877-4201. That's 877-877-4201.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy.
For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. We're going to end off this hour with a character. He's a sheriff in Arizona, and we're going to actually pull in Heather really quick so she can kind of give you the facts on this guy, because he's in the news quite a bit. He's a goofy character. But go ahead, tell us what he's up to now.
Okay, so obviously in Arizona, it's been extremely hot. They've had record-breaking hot temperatures.
Okay.
So about 2,000 inmates living in a barbed wire surrounded tent encampment at the Maricopa County Jail have been given permission to strip down to their government-issued pink boxer shorts.
Pink.
On Wednesday, hundreds of men wearing boxers were either curled up on their bunk beds or chatted in the tents, which reached 138 degrees inside the week before.
So, in other words, he's treating criminals as criminals for their crimes against state law.
They don't get AC?
They don't get AC. They have a big...
Does Obama know about this?
I don't think so. What about the ACLU? They got to be getting involved in this.
They are. They're mad at him for
Southern Poverty Law Center? I mean, come on. There's some kind of racism going on here, sure.
Especially if the paint... Well, that's probably the highlight of the whole thing.
Cruel and unusual punishment. Yeah.
That's probably actually mandated, the pink, but everything else is probably bad. Yeah.
What's the guy's name?
Joe... What is his name? Joe...
He's the sheriff.
Yes.
In Arizona.
Yes.
Folks, he's the guy that keeps bringing himself to... He surfaces every once in a while.
Yes. Sheriff Joe.
Sounds like
Sheriff Joe. Okay.
Yeah, Sheriff Joe.
Okay.
It starts with an A and I can't pronounce
it. I've seen him before on programs, documentaries, and he's a real arrogant...
Arpaio?
Brother Arparo. Arpaio. I'm starting to feel like we're talking Lakotan. You pedaddle.
Well, anyway, so one of his inmates said, it feels like we're in a furnace. He's been there for a year. He's lived in the tents. He said, it's inhumane.
Inhumane, yeah. Yeah. He'll probably get his own air conditioner sooner or later.
I would say immediately.
Totally.
I don't think under this sheriff he will.
Really?
No.
Okay, keep going on. Because that enrages me.
Yes. Yeah. So it says, Joe Arpaio, the tough guy sheriff who created the tent city and long ago started making his prisoners wear pink and eat bologna sandwiches and charged him for it, is not one bit sympathetic. He said Wednesday that he told all of the inmates, it's 120 degrees in Afghanistan and Iraq, and our soldiers are living in tents too, and they have to wear full battle gear, but they didn't commit any crimes, so shut your mouths. And he also said, this isn't the Ritz-Carlton. If you don't like it, don't come back.
And that's the whole point. He's deterring crime, isn't he?
Yeah, what are you here for, boys?
What about the chain gang you were talking about earlier? Carrie was talking about how this guy would actually chain gang these people.
Good.
In other words, they had to work while they were in jail. They used to do that back in the day, folks.
Payback
because,
society.
Yeah, yeah, and that way, when they were working, it deterred them from committing the crimes again they got out. See, they made prison abhorrent to criminals.
Yep.
Now they make it so, hey, you know what? Can I commit a crime and go hang out for the wintertime so I have a place to live and eat and have a whole bunch of new friends?
Yes.
They want to go to Arizona in the winter.
They found out.
Get to run around in pink boxers.
Yeah,
I want one.
They found out that the county was actually spending like $18 million or $18 billion in animal humane society care. And so the sheriff said, well, I'll take it over. And the state approved it. And so he sent in all of his prisoners to go take care of animals. And they work for 28 cents an hour.
Good.
And he lowered the budget from $18 million to under $3 million.
Here, let me show you something. Max Jukes, who was an atheist, lived a godless life. He married an ungodly girl. Just notice the difference between godliness and ungodliness, folks. He married an ungodly girl, and from their union, there were 310 paupers, 150 criminals, 7 murderers, 100 drunkards, and more than half of the women that were born to this atheist, this ungodly individual, were prostitutes. His 540 descendants cost the state $1.25 million, and please keep in mind that this was a lot of money back in the 1700s. But praise God, there's the bad news. But praise God, here's the good news. It works both ways. There's a recall of a great American man of God, Jonathan Edwards. He lived at the same time as Max Jukes, but he married a godly girl. Soon an investigation was made of 1,394 known descendants of Jonathan Edwards, of which 13 became college presidents, 65 college professors, 3 United States senators, 30 judges, 100 lawyers, 60 physicians, 75 Army and Navy officers, 100 preachers of this godly man and missionaries, 60 authors of prominence, 1 vice president of the United States, and 80 became public officials in various capacities, and 295 college graduates, among whom were governors of states and ministers to foreign countries. Man, that's a fruitful brother, wasn't he?
Yes, it is.
His descendants did not cost the state a single penny. He was a godly man. The memory of the just is blessed, but the name of the wicked, Max Jukes, and his ungodly family, their name shall rot. Proverbs 10:7. So there's a clear distinction between the righteous and the unrighteous, and it really does shine through the faithfulness of God's Spirit through a just man, and he clearly shows the darkness of an unjust man.
Now, I'm just thinking how awesome of a display Sheriff Joe, I can't pronounce his last name.
He's a different guy, though, guys. You got to keep in mind, he is, but he's really kind of an arrogant guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't have like a super, I don't want to taint his character, but if you look at him, there's some weird stuff that happened around him.
Mm-hmm.
About 10 years ago, a kid was in jail and he got killed and he went to defend him, and I watched the video and it wasn't good at all. But he's just, when they'd go videotape him, he was just very arrogant, just almost like loopy. But people in Arizona love this guy.
Yeah, it says right here, Arizona Sheriff Joe of Maricopa County comes in first for poll on Senate candidates. People want leadership.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a perfect example of leadership.
Yeah,
right,
I guess
there.
If he's a little loony and he understands the word justice, that it's the guardian of liberty, you know what? So be it. That's what establishes righteousness.
That's right.
Amen.
That's
he won by 83%. Here's a couple of interesting things he did, too, in his jail. He got the meals down to 40 cents a serving, and like I said, he charges the inmates for it.
Good.
And then he stopped smoking and porn magazines in the jails, and he took all their weights away, and he cut
Wait a second.
Yeah.
Porn magazines in jail.
Yeah, it's like those shouldn't be there.
How many of them criminals are in there because of porn magazines
in
the first place? Sexual
crimes, that's right.
Yeah.
Pornography means harlot, by the way. Porno, that means harlot. And it's not a good thing. Folks, it disrupts and it destroys communities. That's why people, when you oftentimes see rated X bookstores, people rise up right away and say, we don't want that here. No, because crime increases when you have them kind of stores around you or strip joints, so on and so forth.
And he also took their weights away and he cut off all but G-rated movies. He also
is common sense.
Yes, yeah. It is.
Yeah.
But to some people, this is foreign. No, this is American.
Should they even have movies, period? But the point is, it shouldn't be anything
more
than a G.
Yep.
I concur.
And he also took away cable TV. This is interesting. Until he found out there was a federal court order that required cable TV for jails. So what he did is he said, okay, fine, we'll hook it up, and the only thing you can watch is the Disney Channel and the Weather Channel. And when they were asked, why'd you put the Weather Channel? They said, so they know how hot it's going to be when they have to go out and work.
He's quick-witted, isn't
he? Is.
And it's good.
He's turning everything and making it better. I mean, from what I'm reading right here, he's making everything better.
I'm wondering, though, to have Disney up, if that's really a good idea anymore. Because, dude, have you ever listened to like that? I got XM radio, and every once in a while I'll be switching through hundreds of channels. And I'll go to Disney, and it's like, that's like party music I remember from the clubs when I'd go to the clubs 20 years ago.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you initiating these kids into? What kind of a lifestyle?
Younger, well, look at the singers, even what they turn into when they leave Disney.
Totally. I mean, and you look at some of these guys, I mean, I don't want to say any names, but some of these pop stars, I mean, that's the standard. I think they've been Bart Simpsonized or something. The underachiever, it's like, dude, if you're the standard, we're in some serious trouble.
You know, I want to bring up a point, too, when you're talking about pornography and things like that in the jails. The reason you could be criminally prosecuted in states throughout our union for infidelity, that means unfaithfulness to your wife, the state would come in and execute justice because what it shows is infidelity shows you're not keeping your word. You're breaking a covenant or an oath. And if you can't keep your marriage covenant,
that's right,
which you made before you, God, and the state, in most cases, in most states here, then that's proving to the state that you can't keep your word, period. That's where it lies in, your covenant, your fidelity between God and between your partner. Yeah. So when it comes through that type of, when we start to increase pornography and different things like that, you're just increasing the breaking of laws and you're pushing down
common
the standard.
Sense. Common
it is.
Sense. First of all, when you're looking at pornography, you're not thinking about your wife. And just to rewind a little
righteous.
Bit. Just to rewind a little bit, in 28 states, it's still illegal. And by the way, in all 50 states in your union, or should I say it like Obama, all 57 states of your union,
I think
it's still illegal because we are under Republican form
exactly
of government
right.
in this country, one nation under God. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, the Sons of Liberty. Thank you, Heather, for helping us out on Mr. Joe Arperio or whatever his name is. Sheriff Joe, the funny
Maricopa
guy.
County.
Folks, we will talk to you tomorrow live. Look forward to it. We love you by what we do. And sorry about not picking up the phone calls. Folks, we got 1 hour and we got to do what we got to do. Pick us up tomorrow. We'll talk to you then. Thank you.
It's the tree and the tree, and we are the sons. Yes, we are the sons.